Hey there, welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into DBT, Made Simple by Sherry Van Dyke. Sophie, I read this one thinking it was just for therapists, but honestly, it felt like a user manual for my own brain. Did you get that too?
Hey there, Sam, absolutely. This book takes dialectical behavior therapy, which is this heavy clinical treatment, and turns it into everyday skills for anyone whose emotions ever feel like they're running the show. And Van Dyke wrote it in a way that's surprisingly warm and practical.
Yeah, she opens with this image of life as a storm. You know, emotions surge without warning. Relationships feel like a minefield, and sometimes you just want to escape through impulsive actions. She says regular talk therapy can feel like trying to fix a leaky boat while it's still sinking.
Right, so you need a life raft first, and then a repair manual. That's exactly what DBT provides. It was originally developed by Marsha Linehan for people with chronic suicidal thoughts and borderline personality disorder, but Van Dyke reframes it as a universal skill set.
And the core problem it tackles is emotional dysregulation. We get stuck in this vicious cycle where intense emotions lead to impulsive reactions like lashing out or shutting down. That creates chaos in our lives, which leads to more shame and even more intense emotions.
Exactly. And DBT breaks that cycle by teaching 4 core skills. There's mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness. We should walk through each one, because they build on each other.
Let's start with mindfulness, because that's the foundation. Van Dyke doesn't make it sound mystical at all. It's just the ability to live in the present moment, on purpose, without judgment. For someone like me whose mind is always racing, that's a revolutionary idea.
And she talks about being on autopilot. We react to triggers based on old habits and learned responses. Mindfulness creates this tiny gap between a stimulus and a response. In that gap, you have the freedom to choose a different action instead of just reacting.
She breaks it into what skills and how skills. The what skills are observing, describing, and participating. Observing is just noticing what's happening, like a tight chest or a thought that says you're a failure. Describing is putting words to it without adding a story.
Instead of saying, "My boss is a jerk for giving me this project," you say, "My boss gave me a project and I notice anxiety in my stomach." That pulls you out of the emotional story and back into the facts. And participating means throwing yourself fully into what you're doing.
Then the how skills. Non-judgmentally is the hard one. Our minds are always judging, good or bad, right or wrong. Van Dyke suggests replacing global judgments with facts and preferences. So instead of "I'm so stupid for eating that cake," you say "I ate the cake and I prefer not to have done that."
Right, because shame fuels the behavior you're trying to change. Then there's one mindfully, which means doing one thing at a time. In a world of constant multitasking, that's a radical act of self-care. And effectively means doing what works, not what's abstractly right.
It asks a simple question. Does this behavior move me closer to my goals or further away? That pragmatic focus is all through the book. Okay, so after mindfulness, we get to distress tolerance. This is the life raft.
Life throws painful stuff at us. A breakup, a job loss, a wave of anxiety. And in those moments, the urge to escape is overwhelming. Distress tolerance isn't about solving the problem. It's about surviving the crisis without making it worse.
She has this famous TIP skill for when you're in extreme emotional arousal. TIP stands for temperature, intense exercise, paced breathing, and paired muscle relaxation. Plunging your face into cold water triggers the dive reflex and slows your heart rate.
And intense exercise burns off adrenaline. Paced breathing, especially slowing your exhale, calms your nervous system. And paired muscle relaxation releases physical tension. The point is you can't think your way out of a highly emotional state. You have to calm your body first.
Then there are other crisis survival skills like distracting, self-soothing with your senses, and improving the moment with imagery or a mental break. But the one that really got me was radical acceptance.
Oh, radical acceptance is powerful. She explains that suffering isn't caused by pain itself, but by our refusal to accept it. We fight reality, screaming, "This shouldn't be happening." That fight adds an extra layer of suffering on top of the pain.
Radical acceptance means acknowledging what is, without judgment. It doesn't mean you approve of the situation. It means you stop wasting energy on a battle you can't win, so you can use that energy to change what you can. That's a hard pill to swallow.
But it's so freeing. And that brings us to the third pillar, emotion regulation. Distress tolerance helps you survive the crisis, but emotion regulation helps you live a life less dominated by crises in the first place.
Van Dyke makes the point that emotions aren't random enemies. Fear tells us there's a threat. Anger tells us a boundary has been crossed. Sadness tells us we've lost something important. The problem isn't the emotion itself, but how we interpret and react to it.
She gives a model of emotions as a chain of events. There's a prompting event, a thought, a physical sensation, a feeling or urge, and finally an action. You can find points to intervene in that chain.
So you learn to check the facts. Is the threat real, or am I catastrophizing? And you learn to label emotions accurately instead of just saying, "I feel bad." You get specific, like, "I feel hurt and disappointed." Labeling actually calms the brain.
And then there's the opposite action skill. If you're depressed and your urge is to isolate, you reach out. If you're anxious and your urge is to avoid, you approach. Acting opposite to the urge can actually change the emotion itself because the brain follows the body.
That makes sense. You can't stay terrified while your body is relaxed and you're smiling. And she talks about building a life worth living, like accumulating positive experiences and building mastery. That's the repair manual part.
Totally. And the fourth pillar is interpersonal effectiveness, because intense emotions create chaos in relationships. She says there are three priorities in any difficult conversation: getting what you want, maintaining the relationship, and keeping your self-respect.
She has this acronym, Dear Man, for asking for what you need or saying no. It stands for describe, express, assert, reinforce, then mindfully, appear confident, and negotiate. It's all about clear, respectful communication.
And then give for maintaining relationships. Be gentle, act interested, validate, and use an easy manner. Plus fast for self-respect. Be fair, no over-apologizing, stick to your values, and be truthful. These aren't manipulation tricks. They're foundations of healthy relationships.
But the deepest concept is the dialectics. That's the D in DBT. It's the idea that two opposing things can both be true. Like, you accept yourself exactly as you are, and you also work to change, both at the same time.
It's not a paradox to resolve, but a tension to hold. When we get stuck in either slash or thinking, we create suffering. Dialectical thinking moves us to both slash and, "I'm doing the best I can and I need to do better." That's the antidote to black and white thinking.
Honestly, that resonates. I caught myself the other day thinking a small mistake made me a total failure. This book would say, "No, I made a mistake and I can learn from it." Both things are true.
Exactly. And that shift is what DBT is really about. You are not your emotions. You're the observer of your emotions. You can learn to surf the waves of distress instead of being pulled under.
The part that got me was the idea that change is possible. The storm may not stop, but you can become a skilled sailor. That's such a hopeful message in a book that's so practical.
And for a book called Made Simple, it really is. It gives you the tools, but also the understanding that it takes practice. You have to be willing to fail and get back up.
So my takeaway after reading this is the tip skill for those moments when I'm about to lose it. Just the idea that I can change my body chemistry to calm down before I say something I regret. That's a life raft I didn't know I needed.
And honestly, if you want to explore more like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. But above all, remember that you can learn to hold both acceptance and change at the same time. That's the heart of DBT, and it's a skill worth practicing every single day. We'll see you in the next one.